Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows sharply lower markets in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are broadly lower in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with U.S. 10-year yields up 3 basis points at 4.64%. The dollar is mostly firmer, oil is down, gold is up, industrial metals are mixed. Middle East tensions continue to weigh on risk sentiment as initial optimism for a de-escalation gives way to fears over a full-blown conflict after Israel vowed to respond forcefully. The U.S. and its allies are working to prevent an escalation. U.S. officials expect the Israeli response to be limited in scope. However, Iran has threatened to respond within seconds to any strike. Meanwhile, bond yields continue to back up, continuing the recent hawkish repricing of the Fed rate outlook amid firmer U.S. data. Foreign exchange volatility is the other big market development, especially in Asia. Risk proxies, the Aussie and Kiwi, are under some pressure, while declines tracked a sharp fall in the offshore yuan to a five-month low, following weaker Bank of China midpoint fixing. The yen is stable near a 34-year low, as Japan Finance Minister Suzuki issued another verbal warning in noting Japan is ready to take all necessary steps to combat extreme volatility. Weakness is driven in large part due to broader US dollar strength. On the data front, UK labour market data saw an increase in unemployment, but wage growth was firmer than expected. German ZEW is still due, and incoming Bank of England Deputy Lombardelli will speak with lawmakers. In Asia, China first quarter GDP growth came in better than expected and in line with stronger January-February macro data. However, March activity data added to signs of renewed weakness last month, with industrial production growth and retail sales disappointing. Meanwhile, fixed asset investment growth unexpectedly rose, real estate investment declines deepened, and house prices registered their biggest yearly fall since August 2015. Due up on today's U.S. economic calendar, building permits, housing starts, Red Book Index, capacity utilization, industrial production, and crude inventories, while in Canada, CPI is due to be released. And among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, and United Health Group. In corporate news, International Paper has agreed to acquire DS Smith in an all-share deal, valuing the company at $7.2 billion. Bloomberg reported that the Justice Department could file an antitrust complaint as soon as next month, aimed at forcing Live Nation Entertainment to spin off Ticketmaster. And Microsoft is making a $1.5 billion strategic investment in Abu Dhabi's G42, aimed at accelerating AI development and global expansion. Asian equities ended sharply lower on Tuesday, although many indices finished above their lows. Tech-heavy South Korea and Taiwan shed the most, with steep losses also in Australia, Japan, and Hong Kong. In regional news, Reuters reported that the Bank of Japan is shifting to a more discretionary approach in setting policy, with less emphasis on inflation after having ended its unconventional easing program in March. And central banks in Indonesia and Philippines joined in warnings over currency weakness. European equity markets are broadly lower in early trade. In European news, European Central Bank policymaker Rehn has warned that geopolitical developments could still derail plans to cut rates. And Switzerland's finance minister has said that UBS could face a capital hit of up to $25 billion under its new plans for bank stability. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.